Ronnie Marmo is the creator, author, and star of a show called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, and he is coming back here for a couple of special presentations. One is 2 p.m. on the 24th at Desplaines Theater with an RE, DesplainsTheater.com, and we'll tell you about the other one, which you just told me about. Hello, Mr. Marmo. How are you? I just interviewed a guy who lives in Santa Monica, so this is like, this is the national Kogan show. How are you?
Good. Sounds like we need to get you an apartment out here in California.
No, I can stay in California only a couple days. only a couple days. Ronnie, you're coming back to, this is a big house, Desplaines Theater, but it just is another indication of, I think, the incredible appetite for Lenny Bruce. And you are, you know, short of like listening to his old record albums, you are Lenny Bruce. Why do you think, and we've talked about this before, and how many performances have you done now?
I've done 456 performances. Who's counting?
Well, I know, but
it's kind of crazy.
Well, but I think also your commitment to this show and this man is so immense that I think it, as you do shows and you hear from people in the audience, you realize, and I know you realize this when we had that first drink at Pippin's. You don't drink, but I had a drink, and that Lenny Bruce remains an important part of the entertainment firmament, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, remains probably more now so than ever. I mean, it's, you know, the country's in a bit of, I don't know if you noticed, but we've got some problems.
I
don't know if you turned on the news, but no, but Lenny Bruce, it seems, you know, here's the truth, Rick. I wrote this play 8 years ago. I brought it to Joe Mantegna.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to do a play about Lenny Bruce? And, you know, people say, oh, you're so smart. The timing's great. I wish I could take credit for that, but I wrote something I cared about, and boy, I didn't really realize how everyone else was going to feel.
Ronnie, remind me what the seed of the show was. What compelled you to first? Had you heard a clip? Had you seen an old video of Lenny in the video film of Lenny Bruce? What's the thing that first planted that Lenny Bruce seed in you?
About 20 years ago, this guy Charlie Brill. He's a famous comic. Charlie Brill,
sure,
and Mitzi McCall.
Sure.
Charlie Brill, Jack Burns, Burns and Carlin, and Bobcat, all these guys, these comics, let me have lunch with them every week. So we would go on Wednesdays, we'd have lunch. And one day Charlie says to me, 20 years ago, and I was a kid, he says, yeah, do you know who Lenny Bruce was? And I said, well, I know of him, but I'm a bit too young. You know, I grew up with Carlin and Pryor. And he's like, you remind me of Lenny. Lenny got me my first agent. And he said, listen, some guy wrote a play. It's called Lenny's Back and Boy Is He Pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, why don't you do the play and I'll direct it? And I was like, I don't know, Charlie. I mean, Lenny would be 80 now, and so his friends are still alive. That would make me nervous. Anyway, it took him 2 years. He talked me into it. And then I did the show, and it ran for 6 months and did really well. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's pretty good. And then, long story short, it came to a point with that show where I started to feel like I wasn't really telling the whole story. It was kind of like how I see Maisel. Maisel's incredible, and I thought they did a great job. But I feel like, you know, they left some stuff out about Lenny. It was, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, of course.
So I wrote my own, and I thought, well, okay, let's do this. I brought it to Joe Mantegna, who's, I know, he loves Chicago.
But the great thing about Joe is a legendary Chicago stage actor who's done quite well for himself in Hollywood. You had not known him before.
Well, no, I knew Joe in the past. I knew Joe at that point for about 12 years, but I didn't know if he would be available to do this. So Joe and I have been, we go back over 20 years now. But
okay.
Joe basically said to me, I don't want to read it. I want to see you read it. Read it for me. So I read the play for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, as soon as I finished, he said, you know, this is the real deal. There's something here. He said, I'm in. So, you know, Joe Mantegna, I mean, not only is he an incredible actor in Hollywood, he's a great stage actor, and you know,
sure,
that's really,
oh my god, yeah.
So spending 6-8 hours a day in a dark theater with Joe and I doing this one person show is just a dream, you know, in rehearsal. And so it went well, and here we are, and now I'm playing 1,000 seat houses around the country.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, I gotta believe, Ronnie, as you do that, you are running into people who have seen the show before. And that's a great thing when they want to come back and see it again, because I think the show is so wonderfully textured that it is difficult to get the full impact of the show simply on one viewing. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree, only because I have so much proof of that. I've had people see the show literally 12 times and say to me, "This is my 12th time." I'm like, "Really?" And they're like, That section in the play, was it in the script 3 months ago? I was like, yeah, but you're right, because when you sit there, it's such an overwhelming experience that sometimes people gravitate towards certain sections.
Sure, sure.
At a specific performance, they go, "That was in there last time?" I'm like, yes. And so it's pretty wild.
You also have, Ronnie Marmo, you've also had to... You've reshaped the show a number of times, not in any drastic fashion, but some of the early shows had a very, very, very controversial Lenny Bruce routine, controversial then, more perhaps controversial now, because we live in increasingly touchy, ultra-sensitive, if not always sincere, times. True?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true. There was a very famous bit that Lenny did about the N-word.
Yes.
And in fact, multiple racial slurs, but the N-word being the most triggering of all of them, of course. And his whole point was, you know, if we could just take the power out of the word, it wouldn't hurt anyone.
Exactly.
But in the 60s, but people don't want to hear that now. I did the bit for... Well, you saw it. I actually had the bit in when I was in Chicago.
Yeah, and, sure.
I don't know. People were really...
I know. Yeah, it troubles me, too. But you also did it for Dick Gregory's son, right?
Absolutely, and he loved the bit. And,
yeah.
You know, most people loved it, honestly. And the folks, the African-American community who would come see the show, they had no problem with it. But
I
do understand. Here was the deciding factor for me. It was getting to the point where people would lock into that 2 minute routine as opposed to the other 88 minutes of the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I started to feel like Lenny is so much more than one bit, and I wanted people to learn about the man. And I felt like it would be selfish of me to do it, because then it's about me, and I wanted them to go home knowing about this guy. So.
Totally agree. And Lenny's daughter is a huge, huge fan of this show.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. Kitty Bruce, I mean, she loves the show and has been very supportive. And, you know, I just can't, you know, Chicago, you know how I feel about Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I keep getting calls to come back. And, like, they, you know, Ron Onesti invited me to come do it. It's so funny. Joe and I did a video the other day promoting the show, and I said "Des Plaines," and he corrected me. He goes, "It's Des Plaines." he's like, "You're embarrassing the Chicago people." I'm like, "I'm sorry. If it was from New York, we'd say Des Plaines." And then he said, "What did Joe say?" He said, "We don't say Des Moines for Des Moines." He was very funny. Anyway,
well, hold on, Ronnie Marmo, hold on. I want people to go to Des Plaines Theater. With an RE.com. Ronnie Marmo is a friend of mine, and we became friends because he has written and performed in a one-man show called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, that has played a number of Chicago venues and venues all over this country. It is going to be here on the 24th for a 2 p.m. show at Des Plaines Theater, Ron Onesti's wonderful place in Des Plaines. Because that's where the Des Plaines Theater is. How has, Ronnie, a couple of things I want. How is the show, some 400 performances, more than that, how has the show changed you in any noticeable way? Not a way that I would notice, but a way that you have noticed.
You know, that's a great question. I mean, people... I think about that sometimes.
Sure.
And, you know, when I started this journey 8 years ago, I certainly didn't agree with every single thing Lenny Bruce thought. I mean,
of course, you're different people. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, fighting for him every night, and you've seen the show, and
yes,
especially those big courtroom scenes, it's like fighting for him. My heart doesn't know that I'm acting. So today I couldn't tell you what those differences are.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, you can't fight for somebody every night, and then suddenly, like, not the way I do. I take this as a responsibility, and so it's wild. You know, I feel like it's 90 minutes of therapy, you know.
Well, there's a real intensity to it. And let me ask you, given that, I have seen the show in New York. I've seen it in Chicago. I've seen it in different venues. How does it change? It's a very intense, intimate show, I feel. And how is it, Ronnie, to perform at Ron Onesti's nearly 1,000-seat theater? How will it be? You've done that before. You've played big houses before.
Yeah, I've played 1,600 seats. And,
wow.
And the average has been about 1,000 to 1,200 seats lately. You know, when we first got the first booking, I'll never forget it. It was like 500 seats. And Joe and I were like, is this going to work?
Yeah, sure.
And it does. It's the craziest thing. I don't know what it is. I kind of just pick a spot on the back wall, and I try to make the performance intimate, and I make sure I'm connecting with everyone. And it's. I used to think I wouldn't like it, but now as the writer, I love it because, you know, you play a 70, 80 seat theater, 100 seat theater. If it's a quiet audience that night, you have no laughters or anything, then some of the play doesn't get to do it it deserves. You get 1,000 people in a room, that energy is just infectious.
Yeah, I may have to go out and see it. I'd love to see it in a house that big. It must be.
Oh, I would love
it. It must be pretty intense. Who, when you 1,000 seat or 900 seats? I can't even conceive of 1,600 seats for it. But what's the crowd like? It's not all people on walkers, as you might expect, because people need to know who Lenny Bruce was, and it's not all, it's not nostalgia for people, is it?
No, yeah, no. I mean, there's certainly a good amount of people who knew of Lenny or even saw Lenny, but there's a whole generation of people, thanks to the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that opened that door for him.
Oh, right,
Our audience is completely just, you know, diverse in age and race, and it's just wonderful. It's a full theater-going audience. And it's so cool. And yeah, it's a wild ride with that big of an audience. 1,600 seats was in Pittsburgh, and I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty nerve wracking.
I bet it's scary. Wait a minute, I'm not in the show, and it scares me. Wow.
Well, especially because every once in a while, you know, I'm on stage, and you know, every blue moon, you'll get that thought like, "What the hell are you doing? Get off the stage."
Yeah.
You know, imposter syndrome sets in, and then you have. You have 1,600 people looking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, talk about the ultimate focus. Like, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's like walking a tightrope with no net, for sure.
Have you, during this entire eight-year period of performance, have you been approached to take this into perhaps a film or some other entertainment avenue? Has anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. More than approach. We've got a couple things in the works now that I don't want to jinx, but
okay, don't jinx them then.
Lots of great conversations are happening in that medium, and so it's really exciting, and you know, it turns out that everybody wants to hear from Lenny right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, in many ways everybody needs to hear from Lenny right now.
I agree.
So you have this show at Des Plaines. Why aren't you playing other places? You playing any other places here?
Yes, I am. I'm actually
really?
Playing
oh my God.
The following week I'm going to Eastern Illinois University.
Okay.
So it's called Dudna. Dudna is the name of the theater. And funny enough, Des Plaines is almost 1,000, and this is one of the smaller houses I'll play. I think it's like 300 seats or 350.
Wow.
But it's exciting for me because I'm trying to play more universities because I want students and young people to have these conversations.
Oh, you know? My God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Before I let you go, that's great. And you can, what's the best website for you? There are all sorts of websites for you.
Yeah. I would say for the show specifically, LennyBruceOnStage.com.
That's a good
site. And you'll
site.
Get all, you know, you'll get all those, Lenny Bruce on Stage. And just for me, it's just my name. And you'll find me. I mean, you know.
Well, you won't find the story I want you to tell me in the next 2 minutes about The one thing that's changed in this is you, the show is responsible for you falling in love and getting married, isn't it?
It is. It is. November 8th, 2019, my now wife bought the last ticket in the front row at the Royal George. She was in town on business, and we've talked every day since, and now we've got this great life. Married 3 years. Joe Montaigne got ordained and married
us. That's right.
And Janelle's my wife, and she's... So Chicago is such an important city for us. So whenever they ask, we don't even hesitate. We just want to go back.
Well, you know, I may, because I really, let's see, what day is the 24th?
It's a Sunday. It's 2 weeks from today. And it's a 2 p.m. matinee.
All right, I may be able to go for an hour. But I want you to give me the full blow by blow. It is an amazing show. I have seen it. When I saw it in New York for the first time with Kathy Murray and Karen Abbott, we were sitting next to... was that an interesting space. What was that place called? Do you remember?
Oh, it's called The Box.
Oh, my
on the
God.
Lower East Side. Yeah,
what an interesting place. And I'm sitting next to... there's sort of these cocktail-like tables. I'm sitting next to Ben Vereen, the famous...
Oh, Ben Vereen came.
Yeah, remember that?
So many celebrities have shown up. I mean, I'm backstage. They're like, Tony Bennett's here. Billy Crystal's here. Richard, all these people had just show up. They want to see the show, and it's so flattering.
Everybody should see the show. There are 900 or so seats out at the Des Plaines Theater. Go to, say it again, Ronnie, the site.
LennyBruceOnStage.com.
Lenny Bruce on Stage. Give Janelle a kiss for me. Thank you for coming on, and I'll see you when you get to town.
Thanks, pal. See you
soon. Thank you, Ronnie Marmo. The one and only.